Aaliyah. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Here we go.
Puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This 10-minute shit is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. She giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, she some chicken cow. Main, mini, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuff and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yeah. I'm not my
shine.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, world?
This is GL and Shaki. We're on 100 Proof Radio today. Radio podcast. It's Sunday. What? October 2nd?
October 2nd, man. It's fucking
it's fucking
a little chilly. And not cold, but you can tell that summer gone.
It's pumpkin time. All the white girls on pumpkin spice
latte. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Spice latte.
Yeah. You go to Bath and Body Works, smell just like hot ass and pumpkins in
there.
That's all you
Ugg boots and cream color sweater.
Yeah, I went out last night seeing somebody in Ugg boots. Hold on, bitches. It ain't that fucking cold. It's that in Alabama anyway, to the point that you need some goddamn Ugg boots. Now, y'all kill me.
Hey, those dudes hang on. They never go outside like fucking Air Force One.
But, hey, they ain't not there. They ain't not there. It's time for Ugg boots to get the fuck out. Get out of there. I'm going to need y'all to do something different. Do something else besides Ugg boots.
Yeah, that's enough Ugg boots.
Yeah.
GL, man, people have asked me, already, like, you know, y'all doing the show, man. I like the show. Like, what's your goal? What's your plan? Like, I mean, you know, I want to be successful and whatnot, but I hadn't really set a big goal. I mean, national or something would be cool, or, you know, honestly, if it's a hobby and something I'm starting to take serious, if it becomes profitable one day and I could quit my day job, it'll be cool. But for real, I was thinking about it. You know, me being a Leo, a typical Leo, like, they like the tension and I wouldn't say the spotlight or whatever, but I kind of want to be famous, but I want to be invited to the Illuminati famous. I mean, not that it'll kill me if I don't join, but like to the point where I'm famous enough to where they at least ask me. You know what I'm saying? I peep in that third door and they fucking a goat or saying you got to kill, you know, 7 family members. I'll go ahead and just say, hey, I'm straight. But, you know, I want to be at least that.
I know 7 of my cousins right now dead. What you talking about? Dead and gone. You'll be playing that T.I. song. Oh, I've been traveling in the world too long. Well, you know what I'm talking about. I'm killing all 7 of them. That's it? That's all I got to kill. 7 of you motherfuckers?
I know. It's like that Facebook meme that he's saying sometimes, like, would you slap your ex or your mama for $1 million? Well, I'll break her damn neck.
Yeah.
I pay for her to get the surgery fixed, but you know, I got to keep the change or something. She'll understand. She'll do it to me.
Well, yeah. With that being said, my goal is to get some hoes. You know, every weekend, if I don't get nothing else out of this show, let me get a side blowjob. I just like the way you make me laugh. I want fucking dick in your truck.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm looking for. So if you don't get nothing out of it, so all side bitches, please call me up. I'm looking for blowjobs, and I take hand jobs too.
I just thought about something, GL, man. You the postman, you Mr. Postman. I'm, that's your ass, Mr. Postman.
That is me. Mr. Postman, yes.
You might, I mean, you're a little younger than me. Do you remember that movie Poetic Justice?
Yes, I do.
You're the postman like him. You lucky.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I remember that. Janet Jackson. Yeah, Janet, my thing that's dirty right now. Look, from mail and all that shit.
I forgot.
He's a UPS man.
He's a UPS?
When did UPS
I knew he was a mailman. I think he was a regular mailman. I didn't know he was UPS.
Yeah, he was a regular-ass mailman.
You got to realize that was the 90s. I don't remember all of the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere in between.
You should, you old motherfucker.
I know, but somewhere between Mad Dog 2020 and when Four Loko came out, I lost a lot of information.
Yeah, Four Loko's a kid. Oh, man. That's my generation.
Shit, that's when it's time for me to go ahead and gracefully bow out. Like, when they started drinking Four Lokos and sagging in skinny jeans, I said, it's time for me to go.
And fat dude, quit buying skinny jeans like they fit you. I seen a fat dude the other day, like, on Bunnell, both of his nuts in each pocket. Get your fat ass and quit buying skinny jeans, you fat black motherfucker. Thank you. Anyway, back to regular schedule program.
Illuminati, I tell you. Do you think that, like, for real, do you think that, like, the celebrities are in this shit for real? Like,
you know, it's some kind of, yeah, it's some kind of secret society. It's just like, shit, it's your job. It's Illuminati, it's your job. It's always a couple motherfuckers band together and they can do extra shit.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a lot of it just you know, have like blackmailing people.
Yeah.
Like I you know, I have a lot of downtime at work, man. I just be reading random shit and listening to random shit on YouTube, and they say, you know, they be getting people drunk and high and film them doing random ass shit and use it against them later, and you know, so where they can't get out of it or whatever. I don't know, man. That's some crazy shit.
They said Exhibit. Did you ever hear the story about Exhibit?
Nah, what he do?
They said, pimp my
ride.
Yeah, him. They said he got invited to like a PD party, and he seen a bunch of faggots in like in a room like spraying oil on each other. You remember when like on the movie Friday, Craig Daddy, you lost your job. He sprayed the oil on him with the whip. He said a whole bunch of faggots in there doing.
Excuse me,
a whole bunch of other people.
alternative lifestyle.
Yeah,
that's
the
correct way to say it.
Yeah, but he said it. So, but who knows? Who understands? This is, I don't know. But I think it is some type of secret society. I personally do.
Right, man. You know, we always do like a little recap. And it's funny, man. I started to realize, man, whenever we talk about something in a week, something either can be totally dead or it's an added on to the last story. Man, there's so much stuff, man. We talked about Shorty Low last week, who passed away in the car accident. And, you know, he's in Atlanta, and they streamed a lot of this stuff online, like Facebook and all kind of stuff like that. They had an open casket funeral. You hear about that, Jill?
Yeah, man. He died in a Honda Accord.
For real? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a two-door Honda Accord, and he had, like, four bitches with him at night.
Like, seriously, or are you bullshit?
Like I'm saying, the two girls. Well, he had two girls with him. He was in the two-door Honda Accord. And the two girls lived, and he died.
Damn, man. Like, you gotta get your shit right with God, man, for real, or whoever, how power you believe in. Like, cause you know, we ain't gonna get all deep and all that, but you know, life ain't promised, man.
No,
but
no.
You know, back to what we're saying. So, with this being the, you know, social media age and Facebook this and Twitter that, and they live streamed his funeral, more or less, like, you know, I mean, a celebrity funeral like Muhammad Ali or Michael Jackson or something like that. People went to Facebook and they were posting pictures of his casket, open casket.
You see that D4L chain?
I seen that, man.
With missing dimes. I said, man, they could have gave it, man.
Dude, that's crazy. I don't never know if you lied or you joking or not, man.
He had his D4L. Let me tell you how fucked up family is. They went and got him that old cosmetic thing. What you got in a costume, jewelry? They didn't even give him his real D4L chain.
I don't know, man.
So then the four was crooked on the chain. I'm like, y'all some low-down motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
It looked just like him, though. Hey, he went to the fume. That boy looked good then in the fume. He was clean in the fume.
Just like he was asleep.
Yeah.
But, so people are posting, you know, pictures of him in his casket and all that stuff, and his family got mad that they were showing all this stuff. But if you have an open funeral, open to public, I mean, what do you expect? So, like, are they wrong for that privacy being, you know, wanting that privacy of not showing him all over Facebook and Instagram and all this stuff? But, I mean, you kind of asked for it. So is it wrong? Is it wrong for, you know, to post stuff like that over?
I think it's wrong because at the end of the day, it's fucked up, man. Because I'm an open, because he was somebody, a community figure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you can't not let him not be, you know, it's a motherfucker like you didn't bother CD before or his ringtone or whatever. You feel like you're a part of him, but you do want to go. So you can't just, oh, it's 50-50 on. I'm kind of lost. I don't know what to say. It's give or take.
I think instead of, you know, having them be upset about it, man, they should have just not had it public. That's the way you end all that.
Well, say no cameras or something. You know what I'm saying? No cell phones. Because, like, you know, when I'm chilling with my side hoe, bitch, you got to leave your phone in the car.
That's what got this brown for.
That's what I'm saying. Leave your phone in the car. When I, you know, like, I didn't come home last night. When I was with you again, you know, what we was hanging out with.
Oh, we were together, wink, wink.
We were together, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you gotta tell me when you put me in your store, man.
Yeah, you gotta tell me.
Yeah,
we were together. We were together. But anyway, we ain't gonna get into all that. But keep your cell phones to yourself.
Oh, man.
No cell phones allowed.
No cell phones. I guess what we'll do is we'll drop this number after every topic and have to give you time to call in and do whatever you need to do. I was actually told that our number is on our post. So, you know, we don't have to keep dropping it every week. Y'all should have saved by now. This is the fourth episode.
Yeah.
And people thought we were going to make it after the first one. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, is that number for y'all to call in is 215-383-5878. And whatever topic we speak on, whether we didn't pass it or not, if you got something you need to say and get it off your chest, go right ahead.
Yeah,
go right ahead.
We do got a chat page, too, just so you know.
I was not going to be telling about that. Yeah. Go ahead and sign in to the chat page and talk shit with us, too, if you're too scared to call. I mean, it's okay. Hell, I don't like to call in on shit neither.
And let me give y'all some advice. This is totally off the grid. If you want to call in, just say your name, T-Knuckle, from the South Side. So you can make up a name. I don't give a fuck what your name is. It's because after this show, I ain't going to think no less of y'all than what I already do any fucking way. So it don't really matter. So just, you know, whatever you want to do. But anywho, we're going to keep the show rolling.
Yeah, that's your shit, too. You always say that,
yeah,
man. I don't think no less of us. You say
I can't think no less of because
you must have low expectations for everybody, don't you?
I do. Now, only time I have high expectations is when a girl is down there on her knees giving her full neck roll. You know how, like, have you argued with a black woman? But they ain't talking, they suck. And that's when I have very, very high expectations. But isn't that it? I don't got no high expectations.
I got you, man. Continuation on last week. We touched on Meek Mill's beef with Game last week, man. They brought Beanie Siegel from Rockefeller Records back in the day with Jay-Z. I mean, y'all might be a little too young to understand. No, remember him or whatever. But he was nice on the mic. Hell, not too many people could fuck with him rapping, man. He really was almost as good as Jay-Z. Some people thought he was better. I mean, I don't know if I thought – I don't necessarily think he was better. No, it's not people saying that.
You say, well,
yeah, Benny was fine. He was fine. I wouldn't say he was quite as good as Jay-Z. But he was good. I don't think about it. Go ahead, Jay.
I guess maybe because the only thing I fucking remember song he had. What is one of his fucking songs? The one I remember one with R. Kelly. Ain't see that?
You don't know his catalog. It's all good. I mean, you know, sometimes you don't always got to listen to the mainstream guy, man. Listen to some of the underground people every now and then.
Yeah, especially my generation with the young thugs.
That's all y'all have is underground people. You right? Yeah. You know, I mean,
you got J. Cole?
J. Cole, I mean, he sold a lot, but he ain't, you know what I'm saying? And I like J. Cole.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's still somewhat underground. I know he sold some records and whatnot, sold some albums, but, you know, he didn't do what he needed. You know, he didn't really make a big splash like that commercial wise or whatever. But then back to what I was saying. You know, you got Meek and Game going at it still, and Beanie, who was with Rockefeller, they got him in the beef. And, you know, Game had a diss song, man, that we talked about last week, and he just destroyed all them. He really did. So, apparently, last week, I don't know what day, I guess the day don't really matter,
yeah.
But some of Meek Mill's people, they done knocked out Beanie Siegel.
Hey, did you see what it meant?
Knocked his ass smooth out.
And you know he got a fat, so you know how them fat people fall twice. He fell so slow.
And his feet was in the air.
So don't call Steve Austin. His ass was knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, but he ended up they ended up knocking his ass out, and he was just on the phone with him, you know, riding with him like less than a week. Within less than a week, he was in Jada's song and got knocked out by the same people he was on the phone with. Man, they ain't got no loyalty right here, do they?
No.
How y'all doing in Philly?
They don't, but it's, I told you, Philly ain't shit since Austin left.
Oh, damn, you said something right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did a little research, and they said Beanie was talking about trying to defend himself about, you know, what happened and whatnot. I mean, I seen the video, and they did sneak him, which is already some bullshit anyway. That's the reason why people get shot in the first place, because nobody, you know, because they –
Meek Mill wasn't nowhere even around. So he a faggot for just – how you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't tough. You weren't even there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sent your homeboys to go do some shit. Like, that's some crazy shit. Anyway.
But, Beanie was saying, yeah, he was helping write lyrics to some of their songs, and that's the same thing that Meek then was mad about, going at Drake about. And that's where the whole shit started, because Meek Mill was beefing with Drake.
Yeah.
That dude still ain't got over that loss.
No.
He's still taking a loss. And that was, like, the end of, when did that happen? Early this year.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? He got his ass tapped out quick and still ain't recovered yet. That's when you know you got your ass handed to you.
Yeah.
When you still ain't recovered. You know what I'm saying? He's trying his best to stay relevant. But, you know, that was what Benny said, that he pretty much helped him write some lyrics. And since he mentioned that on camera, I guess they had to get at him about that, and they knocked his ass out.
Yeah, even the gang apologized. Damn, Benny, I ain't mean to get your ass whooped. I finally listened to the game last night. He was on a Breakfast Club. He really told the story, the full version of why he don't even like Meek Mill. Like, and it was a pretty decent story. Basically, game was just saying that, hey, people out here getting robbed. Then Sean Kingston got robbed. He told that to Meek Mill, and then Meek Mill just got on the phone with Sean Kingston. He called Sean Kingston. Well, game said such and such people getting robbed. Then Sean Kingston called game, and game like, nigga, I just said people get robbed. I didn't have you robbed. You know what I'm saying? So Meek Mill a hoe for even calling, you know, just, you know, he a hoe just for, hey, man, you know you got, y'all ain't even cool. You ain't got nothing to do with it. Just shut the fuck up.
Right, basically. But, you know, Beanie said some real shit at the end, though. He said why Meek is mad at Drake for real is, you know, he said something in confidence to him. And, you know, it's alleged, so we have to say that because we weren't there.
Yeah.
But it really kind of comes down to, he pretty much said Drake and Nicki kind of slept together. Well, kind of did, or whatever. I mean, I don't know how true that is because I wasn't there. But that's, you know, we don't have a rumor report part of our show.
No, maybe we
just say, you know, allegedly that's what it was about. And that's why he really going so hard at Drake. And he going so hard at Drake, he lost. So he's trying to just grab for anybody just to give him any kind of relevance. But, I mean, obviously you don't want him a game either. He needs to beef with somebody that he can take on.
Yeah, Lil Zane or somebody.
Lil Zane. Yeah. He needs to beef with somebody small. He probably do need to beef with Wale or something.
Yeah, show the boy. Somebody like that.
Somebody he can handle. And he's like, because you don't want a game. What are you going to do? He just keep on taking L's left and right. Who are you going to holler at?
He ain't going to whoop game either.
He ain't going to whoop him. He ain't going to out-rap him.
Just leave him alone.
Two Fox back. That was a good song he said that time. That's the only first time I actually liked him. All right, what else going on in the world today, GL? We probably won't spend too much time on it, but I guess we need to speak on some politics for a little bit. You know, we had that debate between Trump and Hillary. Only reason, you know, we got to stay a little conscious, just a little bit. We can't talk about ratchet shit all day. But basically, I just go ahead and try to keep it short or whatever. So the little key highlights that because I watched the whole thing or whatever. I wasn't doing shit. GL wouldn't let me come over and play the video game with him, so I guess I had to do something in my life.
Yeah, I don't want to see none of that shit about them two devils on TV talking. So they all into it with each other. I don't want to hear nothing about this. But you told me.
So anyways, I mean, I think both of them was lying anyways. Trump got up there, and I'm just going to give you the short version of it. He got up there and pretty much said that he didn't deny that he ain't paid his taxes since like early 2000. Ain't even paid his taxes. You know what I'm saying? And then he said that that's good business. Like, how is that good business if you didn't pay your taxes? Like, we pay our taxes. That, and you try to be our president? and you ain't paying no taxes at all. That's some fuck shit if I ain't never heard in my life. And then on top of that, you know, because Hillary, you know, Hillary is a politician to the core. She learned a lot from Bill, and she be up there talking shit in her own, you know, politician way or politics way. How would you word that?
I don't
know. As being a politician.
But anyway,
she was sitting there saying that, you know, he didn't do it.
Kill them all.
And you can't be offing these people, man. You can't off them like that. You have a secret service at our ass, man. I'm trying to get into the Illuminati, man.
Uh-huh.
You can't be fucking with them like that. But, yeah, like I was saying, she attacked them talking about how when the housing market crashed, you know, and I guess they was doing Bush or whatever, you know, a lot of people, you know, lower-income people lost their homes. And Donald Trump was buying up all their damn homes where they was getting foreclosed and sold them bitches for low. You know what I'm saying? He bought them low and sold them high. And a lot of people became homeless over that shit. He pretty much got on the air and said, fuck them. And I was like, if you just watch it and listen, you know, they tell you what they're about, man. Like, you know, I don't understand how you could possibly be for that guy at all.
Fuck Trump.
And Hillary, she flip-flop back and forth.
Hillary, an old prostitute that made it up to being Senate, because she got such a dick good to deal with this. So that's how I feel about this. They all could.
Well, I know I'm supposed to rip them both equally, because I don't really care for either one of them. All I just said about Hillary, she flip-flop back and forth, and she roll with whoever hot. She do whatever, she say whatever she needs to say to get
the
vote.
That's what I'm going to do. That's
what I'm going to do. What it takes. Hey, she tried dance, crisscross, hopscotch all over the damn email question. She didn't answer that shit at all.
Yeah.
Didn't answer it at all. She tell them whatever they want to hear. At all. So at the end of the day, I can't tell you to vote for whoever you want to vote for, because both of them suck. It ain't nothing. Ain't nothing that we can do about that. I mean, I say get out and vote. Hey, you can vote for the third party person, the Johnson dude.
Or Bernie.
Bernie out of it. But there's a third person. His last name is Howard. I mean, last name is Johnson. I'm sorry. I should have done a little more research on him, but he's so far behind, man. It's kind of hard to even, you know. I guess we're going to say fuck politics today,
yeah,
man. We tried, man.
Yeah.
We tried.
Fuck him. Let's get into these topics.
All right, we got another continuation, because motherfuckers won't stay out the news, man. There's one thing about social media. It keeps you relevant for forever, man. When they say your 15 minutes of fame, I mean, that 15 minutes is now 25.
I need mine.
Hey, shit. I'm going to say it 5-6 times today. Illuminati, are you listening?
Yeah.
I'm trying to join Illuminati.
Me too.
But Emma Rose will not go away. She won't go away. Emma Rose, you know, a.k.a. Caillou. Y'all remember. You know Caillou. But anyway.
I'll fuck Caillou then.
You stupid. You slut walk. So that means the first one was a success.
I need to get out there. I know some bitches out there. I need to. Shout out to Emma Rose. Let me get to the slut. That's what me and her can be best friends. Huh, man, let me tell you something. That bald headed bitch, she got two little midgets in her pants. Man, I tried to. Anyway, I need to join the slut. Well, I'm down for the slut. I'm all for it.
Well, I looked it up, and I was just trying to see, like, for real, like, she legit has a slut walk. What is the fuck is a slut walk? And I looked it up, man, and it's you know, it's a parade. You know, it brings. Man, I didn't really work. Probably in California somewhere.
Somebody come and tell me what slut walk was held at, so next year I can have front row seat of this motherfucker, please. Damn.
But anyways, it brings the awareness to thought culture. I don't know if it would have been there, but it sounds good, don't it? You know what I'm saying? But they bring awareness to slut shame in it. We talked about her anyways, but basically, you know, there was they had a parade. And all kind of like a convention where they're celebrating.
There's
you know,
a lot of motherfucking bitches out there, too.
Just being hoes, man.
Man. I'm be on this radio station with you, and they have a slut walking for free.
But they're winning, man. They're winning. You know, after all this shit, you know, and we need to really quit talking bad about it, because at the end of the day, she's winning, man. She just signed a contract for $8 million.
For like some tour, ain't it?
For a tour, a world tour. And
selling pussy.
And I and I looked at it, man. It's pretty much. I said, "What the fuck is he gonna do on tour?" You know what I'm saying? It says it's interactive segment centered on sex and love. Special guest interviews,
I don't love nobody.
Meet and greet, and fans will, hear a chance. The fans will get a chance to hear her stories about her
rise to the occasion. How many niggas she done rose to the occasion?
A rise from being an exotic dancer to a female icon. What's a female icon?
Huh? She got my attention.
But a female icon, I mean, that's the problem, man. We need a little less Rihanna's, a little more Aisha Curry. If we could get that, please and thank you.
Aisha Curry,
I'm on too. How is she?
Let me tell you, Aisha Curry, first of all, it's going to be funny when next year she's going to be on Basketball Watch with the rest of them bitches. So she ain't shitty. She was sucking dick and fucking. Before Steph Curry. Matter of fact, she knew what she was doing. She don't like that little light skinned nigga for real. Your daddy was already in the NBA.
So it's the money, right?
It's the money.
At the end of the day, that's what it seems like it's about.
It's about that money. You ain't got no money, you ain't getting no home. Look at me. I'm check to check now. All my bitches gone.
Well, I mean, they'll come back. They always come back. Like
I know. When this show take off, that's when I'm going to be, you're going to really be like, that number line gonna be, what do you mean, bling, bling? I don't wanna suck you. I don't need that. Let me get your private number. But, anyway, shout out to Amber Rose, man.
So we kind of hating on her. She winning, huh?
She beat me. She is beating me, that fine motherfucker. I love the ball. We get an edge up together.
Yeah, man. You're something you ain't gotta worry about because you don't have dreads, man. But did you know that they actually, the U.S. courts passed rules it legal to discriminate against dreads during the employment process, meaning if you got dreads, you come to the interview and you got dreads and they don't really like that, they can just send your ass home and you can't do nothing about it.
I think that's horrible. I don't ain't got dreads, but that's fucked up.
I mean,
that's damn near saying, like, if you can be black, I'm sending your black ass home.
So what kind of discrimination do other races have to go through? I mean, I hate to say just white people, but how do they discriminate against each other? Because I know it's some damn POs, you know, some correction officers with tattoos on their damn eyelids.
Well, they got to be missing teeth and shit. They discriminate. You know how a trailer park trash looks. You get what I'm saying? They discriminate against the, they discriminate against the old stinking-ass looking. You know what a piece of trailer park trash look like. That's all they're going to discriminate on them.
That's the only way. But I just don't see how they can literally even get away with that. I don't think they can get away with that at all. Who voted on that? Who voted? Did we get a chance to vote and see if that was cool?
Yeah, you probably did get a chance to vote. You jigaboos don't ever vote for shit. Not unless it's Boston Jordan. Which color coming out next week?
Yeah. Which color coming out next week? I know me personally from my experience, man. I worked at Abercrombie & Fitch for between Hollister and Abercrombie & Fitch, 5 years. And I know they was pissed every day I was growing my dreads out.
Well, they really? What? Cut your hair.
What? They didn't want me to cut. Shit, they barely got me to shave my damn face. You know what I'm saying? But they hated my damn hair. I know that shit. And I did it even more just because I knew it pissed them off. Because my work ethic was so good or whatever. And they couldn't deny me, man. They couldn't. They knew if they got rid of me, it'd be strictly off of appearance. That's it. And they had already been sued about 20 times about that shit.
That is
oh, man. Like, that's some bullshit, though, man. I ain't know. We need to see if we can get that reversed or something.
That's crazy. It'll never reverse it, though.
Yeah, what would you tell me about Tiger?
Tiger got his mama, the rapper Tiger that used to be with Young Money. He having some fucked up ass shit going on within itself. He got his damn mama Range Rover repossessed because he ain't got the money. That's $1,000 a month and he ain't got the money, quote unquote, to pay. I don't know. Don't get your mama nothing that you can't afford. So I won't even buy my mama a loaf of bread. Because you get what I'm trying to say. If I can't afford the shit, I ain't getting you nothing.
Hey, I think you told me before, man, that don't lay out nothing you're going to miss.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's some real shit right there, you said.
Yeah, if you're going to goddamn miss it, don't let them bark. Or get it for them. You can't keep it up. Like ladies, you ain't going to keep sucking on no dick. Don't start sucking. Don't tell them from the jump, bitch. Because I'd have been tricked. I'd have been tricked, Jack. Oh, I'm going to suck you. I do all this. Then you get them. Next thing you know, they ain't sucking no more. And that's, anyway.
Don't you hate when you go first? You go first. You can literally put them to sleep. Now wake up, motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
What do you say on Friday? Wake up. What do you say to do them damn
wake up, sunshine. I like my fish wet squirt. Hell no, you got to go at the same time. Learn my lesson.
Mm-hmm. 69, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back with 69. I like to be on top of them. So my old didn't go down your throat. You better not bite.
Oh, dude, you tried to kill somebody.
I had a bitch. But I've been 69. Let me tell you, I had a bitch beat me on my dick. I bit on her pussy. We some hurt motherfuckers. Teeth print everywhere. you ain't never hollering. You had the dick bit.
Well, I'm lucky enough not to experience that, man. I'm straight on that one. So basically, Tiger broke.
He broke. And Kylie Jenner, I don't know how the fuck he got her.
I forgot. I almost called her Kardashian. I forget that some of them Jenner and some of them Kardashian.
That's
a good looking
bitch.
Hey, man, she cute, man. She cute.
She gonna outdo us.
What you mean? As far as what? Her ass ain't gonna never get big. You mean as far as being popular?
Yeah, but
she ain't. Yeah, she need to go with one of the white dudes so she can be America's sweetheart. She need to get with fucking, what's that white dude?
Justin Bieber.
Nah, they don't like his ass. They don't like his nigga now. They like Zac Efron. You ever heard his ass? You ever heard of him?
I ain't on Nickelodeon.
No, man, he did the High School Musical or some shit. I don't know. You know, I ain't got dudes. You know, I don't know what channel it is, but I know they like his ass. And she need to get with somebody like that. Hell, she want to be America's sweetheart or whatever. All right, man, GL, let's talk about somewhat serious, I suppose. You know they charge the shooter, the cop that killed Lamont Scott in North Carolina. And as people, we celebrating a charge, like it's a conviction. Like, y'all realize that's two different things, right? You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson was charged. Michael Vick was convicted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A charge is accusations, and you probably get off. You got the right lawyer, or if they can't prove you did it. But Mike Vick was convicted. That means he's seen some time.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost all them endorsements. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
He's on $90 million.
I don't think he broke, but he damn sure ain't make the money he was supposed to make.
Mm-hmm.
They took his ass down too. That he's seen some time. Maybe not a lot, but he's seen enough. He's seen enough for sure. But anyways, she was charged or whatever for this, and people are celebrating like it's such a big deal, man. We need to see some action. Like the defense, you know, that's defending her, their defense is going to be that she was temporarily deaf from stress and anxiety. When she shot that dude, she couldn't hear anything because she was too nervous.
Whoever the police chief need to get it, he need to be in jail with her then. Because you know the fuck she had this shit while she out there.
I think they said that she didn't get it until then. Like, when she was in that situation, she froze up.
Man, I don't
want
to hear that.
That's
what
the defense they using.
I don't give a fuck what they using. She need to be in jail.
She gonna get off, too.
She probably is. But still, though, she need to be in jail with the police chief and with whoever else. That's for real. All the motherfuckers.
So I don't understand. Let me guess. They tased him or whatever, and he didn't move? Or, I mean, he just kept going or whatever? Like, they tased him, and they just saw fit to shoot the shit out of him.
I don't know, man.
It's hard to talk about stuff like that, man, because it's hard to wake up every morning and be a target. You know, people don't realize how tough that is to wake up and be a target every morning, and, you know, and people aren't really doing anything about it, you know. There's only so much we can do, you know, I hate to say this, man, but our leaders kind of failed us. You know, they didn't pass the torch on. You know what I'm saying? Who was the leaders after they fucked up Martin Luther King? We ain't had no leader after that.
Oh.
Not no leader. What was the closest leader we had? Fucking Tupac? Don't say Al Sharpton. He don't speak for me.
Yeah,
he clearly trying to make some money.
The closest leader y'all done had in y'all days is fucking Michael Jordan. Because he the only motherfucker to get y'all motherfuckers lined up to do anything. I mean, that's the truth.
So until we get some kind of leadership, man, we just gonna keep getting our ass shot like hotcakes.
Yeah. Just
ain't much we can do about that.
Why is that? But they illegal too.
They ain't know that. No, I guess they are.
They are illegal to have. You can't have no, because your ass going to jail if you do.
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's get to these topics today, man. One of these topics we had was cuffing season. I don't know what y'all think about cuffing season, man. Cuffing season is from, I always thought cuffing season was from Halloween until Valentine's Day. But I did a little research because I just want to see what people thought about it or when people consider cuffing season. But I looked up Urban Dictionary, which is the go-to. Whenever, you know, our white listeners or people who don't, you know, listen to the same shit, just not born in the culture we are, and we just know this shit most of the time. If y'all ever need to know something, go to Urban Dictionary. Yeah, you ever heard that before?
Yeah, I have.
Urban Dictionary tell you anything.
Yeah, that's what I found out Redbone Mangoes was.
What?
Redbone Mangoes, right here. Did you know that? You know,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What is that?
And that Lil Wayne song.
Oh, yeah.
When he say red bone mangoes. You know what he's talking
about?
No,
what he's talking about?
Light-skinned bitches with big tits. Google it.
Oh, man, he said red bone mango.
Mango.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't think about that. I guess I'm old.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I had to Google. I said rainbow mango right here. This be Gucci right here. That song right there. He's talking about titties. I ain't know what the fuck you're talking about either.
But I looked up to the definition of urban the definition of cuffing season on Urban Dictionary. And, you know, when you go to Urban Dictionary, between 2 and 3 entries, you'll find the one that is pretty much what you think it is. So everybody pretty much knows what you're talking about. But cuffing season is during the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single or promiscuous find themselves, along with the rest of the world, designed to be cuffed or tied down by a serious relationship. The cold weather and prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed. Did you know that, Jill? What would you have guessed when somebody said said cuffing season?
Well, when they called me cuffing season, I just knew it. When it get cold, find somebody. That's what I thought cuffing season was. You know, when it get cold outside, look for some bitches. Or, you know, vice versa, bitches looking for, you know, niggas to cut up, preferably fat. Because me, what I wrote down on the cuffing season, I want to know what you think about this. Is cuffing season better to cuff with a fat bitch or a skinny bitch?
I mean,
during cuffing season, what you think?
I mean, I don't got nothing against, you know, plus size women. You know what I'm saying? nothing at all. I mean, hell, these years have passed on. I done put on a little weight myself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't got no problem with plus size women. I mean, that's a whole other subject about plus size women. But I don't know if it's necessarily about body heat, because, I mean, hey, I'm on the grind. I keep my heat on, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? I have 5 plates and everything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm trying to get a bearskin rug for the damn winter with. You know what I'm saying? I keep my house warm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know if that's a question for me, if it's cooler for, you know, if it's better to be with a heavier chick than a skinny chick. I mean,
during the wintertime, I feel like the wintertime you want a fat bitch. Because that's during Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because fat bitches always buy the better gifts. I don't give a fuck what you say. Fat bitches will appreciate more than you skinny hoes do. I don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? Only time a skinny bitch, only thing they good for is during the summertime when you can take them to the, you know, to the swimming pool. You don't take no fat bitch to the swimming pool. You take skinny ones. And when it gets warm, ain't nothing like a piece of big, fat, warm pussy. The Thanksgiving, they're going to cook, they're going to clean, they're going to feed you, they're going to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? It's just okay, well, I'm going to do you one better than this. We're going to talk about cuffing. This might tickle some people's feathers, but I don't give a fuck because it's my show. Shaw, I'm asking you.
What's up, my
live
brother?
Live on air.
What's up, my brother?
If you had a choice, would you cuff a black girl or a white girl during cuffing?
Oh, man, that's you get on next week's episode. I'm going to give you a sneak peek. Next week's episode is interracial dating. But cuff a white chick or a black chick?
During cuffing season.
During cuffing season. I mean, gosh, man, it gosh, you got me choked up. I ain't even really.
Do your ass off.
it really don't matter, honestly, because
it matters.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind when you say that is because I'm thinking about the conversation and, you know, the topic cuffing season. You think cuffing season, you think of Christmas gifts. You think of Valentine's gifts. You think of, you know, pros and cons. You know, Christmas, I mean, let's go. Cuffing season starts after, because you're going to meet the chick you're going to cuff at the Halloween party anyway. You're going to meet her. You know what I'm saying? If you meet the white chick, you know, when Thanksgiving comes, if you made it and her daddy ain't blew your head off with a damn shotgun and you go to her house for Thanksgiving, you're going to have some bland-ass food. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be a negative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she get a chance to make up for it on Christmas because she probably going to get you that. She going to give me the Xbox I've been wanting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The PlayStation 4. So it's half and half. And with the black chick, man, when Thanksgiving comes, hey, you're going to eat to your stomach bust. You know what I'm saying?
Your heart rate on 3. It ain't pumping no more. Damn near coma
from a diabetic shot from the damn Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
High blood pressure from, you know, all the salty food. But so by the time Christmas comes, I mean, that's your turn because she need to be full.
Well, me personally, shout out, if I can choose, I'm cuffing me a white bitch. I can bring up, we ain't got to go to your folks' house for Thanksgiving. You can come to mine so my mama can look at the side of your head crazy and motherfucker. And that's, I like to be, see me, I like controversy. Because once you bring a white girl home, what are they going to say? Who's that? Who brought the white girl here? She's going to look at goddamn salt, a piece of salt and a can of pepper.
Hey, she's going to bring some wine to the house, though.
Yeah.
But your mama going to look crazy when she sees pumpkin spice and wine.
What is that? Who made this macaroni cheese with no cheese? So, it's just, it's cuffing season.
Cuffing season, man. I tell these people, man, cuffing season coming up, and you're trying to be in a relationship, a committed, serious relationship, you retiring your sundress, you retiring your leggings.
Hire me.
You have to come with a damn personality, because you're retiring your sundress and you're retiring your leggings. It's cold.
You need to, see, I'm chunky. I will keep all you bitches warm. So listen up. I am taking applications. If you need somebody to come and spend the night with you and hold you in the middle of the night, I'm only off on Sunday, so Saturday night, it get me. I'm with Shaquille every Saturday night, so you can fucking call me.
Oh, yeah, he with me. We out. Whatever you say we did.
Yeah. So I'm out with him every Saturday night, and we can fucking hang up and cool and lay up and do all that.
Hey, if you call me looking for him and I don't answer the phone and I was asleep, just imagine I wasn't asleep. I'm going to wake up and tell you we was at where we said we was at. So much to know that he's crazy. Oh, man, cuffing season, man. So, man, we got, speaking of pumpkin latte, Starbucks, and drinking, what cures thirst, you know what I'm saying, drinking. But what happens if you're really thirsty? So, I want to know, is being thirsty a bad thing? Do y'all know what thirsty is? You know, go to Urban Dictionary. Thirsty says, I mean, if you look up the definition of thirsty, it says too eager to get something or desperate. I mean, what's your definition of thirsty, GL?
My definition of thirsty is when a person just wants, like you basically, when you want something real, real bad. Like when you get on Instagram, like 500 of her pictures, she can goddamn put a picture of her big toe and you like it anyway. That's the definition of it. You know how somebody can, you can be reading a post and it could be the dumbest shit ever and she got 300 likes. She like, that nigga didn't like that shit for real. He thirsty. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? When bitches put pictures up of their kids, most niggas don't like it. If you ain't here raising that child, you don't want to see nobody else's goddamn kids. And I don't want to, you like it anyway because you know, oh, he likes a picture of my child. You know what I'm saying? You thirsty.
That's the thing. You know, when it comes to thirsty dudes and women, whoever's thirsty, you know, so I think that's more of a guy thing than women. You know what I'm saying? Because guys just chase and women love to be chased or whatever. You know, thirsty is when you keep going after she already told you no. If you keep going, you thirsty. Well, if you keep on trying shit until you finally get her, you thirsty, man. Like, like, I mean, it looks bad for me because I'm the opposite of Thursday. I've been told I give up way too easy, which I thought was not that bad until I realized that thirsty people kind of be winning, in my opinion. It may take a while, but for real, if you thirsty, all you got to do is wait until the main dude fuck up. Yeah, that's all you got to do. Just be thirsty to a whole bunch of women. So when Lateria, you know what I'm saying, who's been telling you no for fucking 8 months, finally mad at her dude JJ, you know what I'm saying, now you've been asking her out every fucking week religiously, she's going to say yeah, because she either want to get out and get back at him, or she's fucking bored. So you in there either way, so maybe you get a chance to finally say something that clicks with her. So your thirstiness been paid off.
Yes. Be thirsty, stay thirsty. I'm thirsty now. I'm that nigga that will side write you in the middle of the night and all this. Yes, yes, good morning, Tick. I don't mean good morning to you, bitch. That means when I send a bitch good morning, Tick, that means I'm trying to alley you me some pussy for that night.
Good morning, queen.
Yeah.
Good morning, queen.
I don't think you're no queen or none of that. Good morning, babe. You're not a babe. I want to fuck you. I don't care about your. I don't care. Let me tell y'all something right now. Most niggas do not give a fuck about how your day was. He trying to come over your house and find out what you, that. Have you not done this? You'll text a girl. Boom. Good morning. Hey, what you got up for today? Once she say, shit, I gotta go to school. I gotta get my hair done. Da 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 da. What you writing, Nate? All right, I'll catch up with you another time. You don't keep sitting there texting.
That's what I used to do, but I found out that was a loser way. You know what I'm saying? It took me a long time. I didn't even think it was a prior thing. I just didn't think that shit worked at the end. But it does, man. I dare somebody call and tell me that it don't work. You know what I'm saying? You tell me that if after a dude that hit you up every morning for the past 6 months and you keep telling him no, you ain't blocked the damn number for a reason. You ain't blocked it, but you like it.
Yeah.
You like it. You like that. We gotta call and see if we can. If you say what your name and where you from, and tell me how you feel about the subject. Welcome, call. What you gotta say about the subject?
This is Rocky from Alabama. Well, really from Florida. But y'all are talking about thirsty niggas, right?
Yes,
men and women. Everybody can be thirsty.
I think that thirsty has been, I think that our society has taken thirsty to a whole nother level. Like, back in the day, I felt like dudes and, well, maybe not women, but back in the day, guys used to pursue women. And that could have been, I don't know, taken as thirsty nowadays. I mean, they really used to pursue them, like waiting for them outside of their classrooms, you know, holding their books, walking them home. Like, they used to do stuff like that. They used to be like pets. That's what they used to be like. But it didn't mean that they didn't, that they had a hidden agenda. Like, they really just wanted to get to know the person. So I think that nowadays, thirsty is just, I don't know.
Hell
it's,
no.
It's taken to a whole new level.
If I hold a bitch book, she's fucking me. Or I'm trying to fuck her. One of the two. I don't give a damn. Let me tell you something. Ain't no such thing as no motherfucker. Guess what? Nice guys get shitted on.
Rocky, it's always an agenda. Always. And the agenda is to get that cut.
Yeah.
No. I disagree. Yes, there is always an agenda. I agree with that. There is always an agenda. But
no,
I think it's up to the
people.
You
gotta work for something. What's the agenda? Get the
check. No, I mean, it doesn't always have to be a negative agenda. It could be an agenda because they really like you and they do want to get to know you. And then also there are a great many of them who they just want to fuck you. They really do. It's up to the female to decide what is the agenda.
The agenda is to get them. I had a text message. I remember this like it was yesterday. I text one of my homeboys. He probably listening right now. I said, I went to the park with a girl. I fucking drove up on a mountain to look at the lights. No, soon she gave me a pussy. I text him the same motherfucking hour, GTD. You know what GTD stand for, don't you?
No.
Got the draw. That's all. So her pussy was just like a fucking car that you bought off the lot and drove it off because it damn so depreciated after I got it. It ain't the same. So
Well, unfortunately, most dudes are dogs, man. I hate to say it, and you know this to be true.
It's true.
I got that from somebody real cool. You know this to be true, that they are
99% of us ain't shit.
Most of us aren't. We really not.
Let me tell you, out of all my friends in my life, all of them, I'm talking about since the day I was born so I can remember, I only met true one guy that I guess, quote unquote, ain't thirsty or whatever, and his name is Reggie. That's about the only motherfucker I know in the whole world that I can look and shake that motherfucking hand and say, let me tell you something. If Reggie ain't going to heaven, I know I ain't going. Because, goddamn it, that's the only person I can say. He generally walk in the store and push the basket, you know.
Thing is there are guys out there who are like him. It's just
that's
very few. It's very, very few.
And all of my friends in the world, I have a lot of friends, and all of them, they think about the same shit. The agenda is to GTD. If you're not, and at the end of the day, he got him somebody that he's getting GTD. He got the draw. You're going to listen.
But can it be both? Why can't the agenda be both of that?
Because dudes change once they do it.
Yeah.
Because, and I know you heard this before, because guys and girls do this. They send a representative of who they want you to think they are. And after a while, they can't keep up their front.
Nope.
They can't keep it up. And a lot of times, as soon as you have sex, it's a wrap. Their mask come off, and they Freddy Krueger or whoever else they need to be to look like.
That's why I say it's up to females to decipher what the ultimate goal is. If you don't give it up so easily and you make somebody wait, then they're either going to stick around and wait for 6 months, a year, or whatever, and then, you know, you'll see how they act once you do give it up. So, I mean, somebody can only put on a facade for so long.
And let me tell you about that, and that is 100% true. I feel you on that. Unfortunately, what's wrong with that plan is guys, just like women, we have women on deck, meaning – we can wait as long as we need to wait. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not the only person in the queue. You know what I'm saying?
Plenty of my best friends.
we just have them, waiting just like y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Like, the person, you know how many, I know a person, you know, I wouldn't never say their name, but I know a person who sends a mass text every morning to 12 girls talking about some good morning queen. You know what I'm saying? I'm being serious. I would never say their name, but they do that. You know what I'm saying? And do all of them respond? No. But enough do.
Yeah, it's just like playing cards. Yeah, you got four queens, the queen of spades, the queen of dimes, the queen of hearts. You get what I'm saying? You got, hey, man, I can't tell you, but cussing season and thirsty, all that shit, just, I'm lost right now. Just, we ain't
okay,
shit, man, ain't shit.
So then I have a question then, and then I'm going to let y'all go. So if this is the game that y'all play, whether it be females or males, what is the solution?
And I've had conversations with you about this a lot. No, I'm saying we've had me and GL's had this conversation a lot of times, and it's really unfortunate for women. Y'all are fucked up. You know. No. Let me finish. You missed what I'm saying. With y'all have a hard job as far as the only way y'all can truly see how a dude is after you have sex with him. You know.
True.
That's when all that fake shit goes away. But so part of you is like, go ahead and have sex with them to get it over with, to find out what they're really about. But your your numbers on your belt rises or whatever the more times you do that, just to find out what somebody's about. And, you know, that's really the only one y'all know. Either that or you make them wait forever. So that's only two. Not forever, but
exactly.
For a long
time. And us females, we have needs too. What are we supposed to do, just sit at home and, like, play with ourselves and for a whole year to change? Like, what are we supposed to do?
Well, you don't probably have sex when you get married anyway. But anyway,
man, nobody do that shit no more. That shit's out the window.
Just come fuck me. You fuck me. I can say, hey, that's a good dude right there. You know what I mean? Let me be the test dummy. And I can tell him, like, look, man, this is a good piece of ass right there. You should
You should cherish this motherfucker right here. You get what I'm saying?
Thanks, Rocky, for holding the women down and having giving them a voice today. You have a good
All
one.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
Look for me, bitches. Hey, thank you.
One thing, Rocky from Florida, for calling in or whatever, and giving the women's point of view on Thirsty Dude. I hope that cleared up a little bit about it. So, what we got going on next, VL? I think this is a good one. I don't know if we're gonna get any more callers on it, but a good one is it okay to date a friend's ex?
Is it okay to date a friend's ex? Well, I'm gonna let you. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
It's up to you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's all right if to date your friend's ex. First of all, it depends on how cool you and the friend is. You right?
Hey, we discussed what a friend is. If they number ain't in your phone, you ain't fucking friends.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got a lot of motherfucking numbers in my phone. That don't mean I see your friend either.
Why you got that?
Because I need to know when you call, not now.
Okay. Somebody has a few words for maybe one of the topics, but go ahead and state your name, where you from, and what you got to speak on. Welcome, Carl.
Hey, it's your boy, Low Key.
What's up, Low Key?
What up, what up?
What's up? What's up? What up, Witch?
I was just trying to make the call, man. They talking about some agendas and shit, and niggas ain't holding no motherfucking book. I ain't holding no motherfucking book. That's the problem now. Niggas start tricking too early in their fucking life. You hold your own damn book. That's why God gave you two arms and 2 feet. Fend for yourself. On another note, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You got
the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, you don't start out tricking in high school. What's up?
Well, I speak on that low key, man. Me personally, I used to be that dude that took him out on 2 and 3 dates and holding books. I was that lame that did that, and then I realized.
Did it work for you?
No. Let me tell you. I know it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what happened to me is I was the one who took him out on dates and 3 and 4 dates, meeting the parents, bringing flowers and all that bullshit. And as soon as I got home, feel sorry for me because I waste a lot of time doing that shit. So once I would drop the motherfucker off and maybe got a kiss on the cheek, the motherfucker would text the thug ass dude 10 minutes later and still got the back door before I even got damn parking lot.
That's right. That's right, man.
That's why I learned I can't do that shit. I had to stop.
Nah, man, these women, see, that's the thing. They tricky, man. They talk like they want that nice guy, but you don't want that. You want somebody to cut your ass out and put your foot in your ass when you need to. You know what I'm saying? When it's necessary, you got to break your foot off in there. That's how they respect you. You understand? They don't want nobody hug. Man, you do that nice-ass shit, man, that bitch gonna run all over. Just like a baby. You keep giving them what they want, what they do. They go in the grocery store and they show out on your ass. Then when they daddy come around, they just tighten up like a motherfucker. They already know. You got to enforce the law on these motherfuckers, man. Don't hold no books. Don't take them out no date. Talk grimy to them. Let them know. I don't need you. If you ain't picked this bitch up 2 times, I ain't calling you no more. They don't want no... They need to stop that, man.
Huh? You supposed to goddamn do nothing but drink and smoke with them, get them high, and get them.
That's right. That's all they want. Man, when you under 25, they don't want to do nothing but drink, get high, smoke, fuck, spend the night, and you need to leave before the sun come up because I don't want to smell your morning, bro. We doing too much, man.
Oh man, well you know they just let you know how far away from where you know being on the same page everybody is, man. They thinking one thing, and we thinking something totally different. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to lose, and I ain't losing no more.
No, cause I learned how to live for months in that relationship. I got shitted on, so that's why any bitch I get with now, I'm shitting on you before you shit on me. We both got
that's the best way to learn, man. That's the best way to learn.
Yeah,
hands on learning. You learn right now, you saving your money.
That's why I
smack
my bitch. I just might smack my bitch just because. Bitch, what you looking at?
You got to, man. Wake up sometimes, just start some shit. Let them know, hey, I'm still not break my foot off me. You knee deep off me, your ass. We need a goddamn tractor trailer to get my foot out your ass. Let them know.
No. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, low key, and dropping the knowledge on us, man. Call back with us next week, man. Drop some knowledge with us.
Man, every week. When they call with this fuck shit, I'm coming behind you. I'm going to let you know. Call with the real shit up here, man.
All right, bro. Be safe, bro. Yeah. I appreciate that. Appreciate low key calling in and, you know, dropping his point of view. So what was we on there? We still talking about, just talking about it's okay to date your friend's ex or whatever. Were you finished with your thought?
I'm just saying, I think it's cool. Cool is a fucked up word. It depends, like I said, it depends on how you and that friend is. Because let me tell you something, Shawky. I done fucked plenty of your bitches that you done. You feel what I'm saying? You don't need your bitches no more. Let me have your bitches. You don't want them. I should be having to fuck. I feel like we friends enough. If you want to go fuck my ex, go tear up. Because if I come to you and be like, fuck this bitch.
You know people be lying about that. They be all in their feelings. They tell you, fuck her, we ain't cool. Fuck that hoe, that slut. And then at the same time, you find out we talking, and Shawkey fucked up for that. You know, that was bae right there. And even though you got bae before that and you had bae after that, but that was bae because I wanted to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't my fault she was keeping me while y'all was together. That ain't my fault.
That ain't your bitch. And that was your bitch in the first place.
Hey, as long as I respected you while y'all was together, that's all I could do or whatever. But the short answer to that, is it okay? The answer is no. It's not okay. But there is a but. You know what I'm saying? The smart move is to do whatever because chances are if you don't do it, another dude will.
Yeah.
While you trying to be cordial and, nah, that's GL's ex, man. He used to talk to her a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? And he just told you. And he just dropped knowledge on me. I ain't know he had none of my old chicks. Look at that. He didn't tell me that.
I'm trying to fuck you.
Show over. We not cool no more. He didn't tell me nothing about that. We ain't cool. I'm in my feelings. All in my feelings.
I'm trying to fuck your future neck and your future neck. Whoever you thought you was about to fuck, I want to fuck them too.
But, you know, it really, though, if I'm going to say you got to ask permission, but I've been in a situation similar where, you know, I hit it off with a homeboy's ex or they was talking or whatever, and I came to the old pot and was like, hey, dude, old girl feeling me and I'm feeling her, what's up? And he shot me with the old fuck that bitch, I don't care, do what you want to do. And last thing you know, once I'm like, all right, and we start talking, he had a problem with me.
See,
he had
that's
a problem
what
me.
You went wrong again. You should have net. Sharky, if I'm fucking your old lady, I'm not telling you.
They don't.
That's the problem. Because half the people ain't going to tell you anyway. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't. I know plenty of homeboys when they go to the bathroom, you can have a bitch and then they want to fuck with you.
Ooh, I didn't say that before.
So it's just, I'm fucking any one of my friends listening to the show. I'm fucking your wife, your auntie. Let me shut up because I almost.
Watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth.
But anywho, what I'm trying to say is...
You open up the floodgates, because when it happens to you, don't be talking about some... I got a pistol. Hey, get it in blood.
hey, that's the... I can't get mad because that was the Lord's plan.
The Lord's plan.
Anything happens, that's what they always say, it's the Lord's plan. So if I get to fuck your bitch, it's the Lord's will that I got to get. So,
man. GL, man, I think we done gave enough for this show, man. We gave enough.
We got y'all.
I appreciate y'all listening to us today, man. Talk shit, tell a friend, you know what I'm saying, call in. You know, call in and tell us how you feel about subjects, man. I normally don't do it on the air, but I'll let y'all know. I'll give y'all in advance what we're talking about next week. Next week we're talking about interracial dating. We're talking about when is it okay to date the person, you know, the quotation marks, you ain't gotta worry about him/her person. I think y'all understand what I mean by that. You know, when she tell you, or he or she tell you, oh, you ain't worried about JJ. You ain't worried about
Keisha
or whatever.
Yeah.
So when is it okay after you done broke up to talk to that person? You know what I'm saying? So that's one. And the other one is, does somebody's sexual history make or break a relationship? Like, what they did for you, does it matter? All right. So that's our subject. Y'all go ahead and... start thinking what y'all want to ask about that or what y'all want to put y'all 2 cents in on. Gio, you got anything else to say for them before we go?
Hey, y'all have a good night. All the side bitches, I'm looking for you. I love you. Please call me at 256. I'm just playing. Call in. Text me on Facebook. Give me some pussy.
Thanks for calling. Y'all have a good one now.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.
You can hate me.